Today we're learning Lezechu Le'ili Mishmas. Rabbi Shlomo Sibin Avraham Yehuda Halevi. We're learning Masechta Tfilyom. Masechta Tfilyom, we're in the middle of this Mishnah. Perek. It's struggling to get to this Mishnah. The Mishnah is Perek Gimel. Mishnah Vav. Mishnah. A person who is tar shenagas, he bit. Okay, he bit into the food. Tar shenagas min oichel, he bit into the food. Nafal al begodav yal tikkur shetumah. So he bit into the food, and what happened when he bit? Some of the saliva in his mouth fell upon his clothing and upon a bread. And tikkur shetumah. What's the shy? Tikkur shetumah tar. So what is halacha tar? Why should not be tar? If he is tar, and he bits, what's the shaila? So what's going on over here? Okay, so the kikar is not hukshah l'kabel tumah.
Right.
Now the question over here is, why isn't the kikar already hukshah l'kabel tumah? So I'm assuming it's because the kikar is made from made peiros. It's in the zonas realm. The kikar has been kneaded with mei peiros, so the kikar has never yet come in contact with tumah, with mayim. You need one of the seven liquids to match a zed l'kabel tumah. So therefore, this kikar has not yet come in contact with water. Meila, it's not yet huksha. Roik, saliva is a tolada of mayim. If the roik falls upon the bread, because we'll sniff over here that it's not water, because it's shalei l'rasim. The erish the mishta mesechta.
Kolayim aloy hukshah kika yidei haroik lekap. Was it lachshah because of the roik?
No, it's shloim l'rasim. Does the erish the mishta mesechta machshidim?
That's the reason, or the reason is it's because roik is not hukshah zach l'tum.
No, it is. Roik is
okay,
a tolad of mayim.
Let's go further. Let's go. Come on. We know this already. We learned this 3 times.
So
all the same case.
They've been broken open. Let's see, the olives which have been picked, so much broken open, or some dates, ritugos that are wet. What is the halacha? Kol shuhu reitz elamaitz es garina. So if you want to suck out the seed, you want to suck it out, the seed, the nafal al bigodav, and it falls on your clothing, yal kika shel tuma tame. Why is it tame?
Because you wanted the saliva.
Because you wanted the saliva. The male and now
why
is...
I want the saliva?
Because you're sucking out the saliva. There's no greater rutzen than that. Because the grest
like
rutzen...
Sucking out. How come it says a chalom bone? How come it doesn't say a chalom bone?
A chalom bone? It would be the zelba zach.
Same.
Over here, this is maybe the chalom bone, maybe that's not called mayim. Maybe the juice. Since you're sucking out, by the way, the juice is not... This is interesting that the juice... It's a chiddush because the juice is not the roik. So what's trying to let's see what it's over here. Shabiritzoyne limtsoitzes lechluchas hagarin. So it's the moisture of the seed. V'nafal hagarin the seed al haroik. Oh, so because what fell down? Not the juice. The garin, the seed itself. There's a seed, and I'm sucking out the juice. The juice of the seed is not machshul lekabel tumah because the juice of the seed is not. Is not
machshir.
But the roik in your mouth,
it is the roik. You said it wasn't the roik. It is the roik.
The roik is. So therefore, since you want there to be roik on the seed, so the roik is l'rotzen. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to suck. Let's put the roik on the seed. Enough and it falls down. Hagad and my roik. Sholav al begodav yal b'kikah shol tumah tomei. Hoch shah hakikah l'kabel tumah shah. Hoil since v'kine tzarek b'fiv. When you gather roik b'fiv. Enough and all the garden. Good? Okay? Next. Why are you looking around?
You are.
Let's say you're eating, you're not sucking olives that are dry. Usmarim yevesha is dry dates. Kol sheinu reitzel lamoitz eskar ina soy. If you do not want to suck out the seed, v'nafal al begadav yal kikar shol tumah tar.
You don't want
because you don't care for the saliva.
Echad
yehatul yam ke'elu. Echa Tor Yechel Elu Bein Tor Bein Tful Yom Keelu Kolam Hashneim Shavim Bedinzeh. They have the same halacha. Where the person that's Tful Yom person is Tomei. Let's go back over here. Echa Tor Yechel Bein Tor Bein Tful Yom Keelu Kolam Hashneim Shavim Bedinzeh. So what do we mean? A Tful Yom means, let's say they kick it.
Tful Yom was the one who was sucking it, right?
So what is the halacha tar? A tful yaim touches a tful yaim. A tful yaim. What's the issue with tful yaim? So if it doesn't make it to a shlishi, a tful yaim does not make. I don't understand what it means over here. What does he mean over here? Echa tar yecha tful yaim keilu. What does that mean?
When they do this sucking situation.
Bein tar, yes. Well, tar, I understand. The issue by a tar is it's not going to be machshir. It's not going to be machshir zirum lekabel truma.
So it's not going to be machshir at full yom to make it also for truma.
What we tell you is tummy. It's a sheni.
So it's a sheni.
So it's not machshir.
It's not machshir to become.
Why not?
If it falls on truma.
Why not?
Let's look at the picture, please.
Sir. Echa tov yecha tful yom ke'elu. Me'aymer elu ve'elu tumeim betul yom. Adam tar. Menshala. Modas akol harei kazab mipiv shloilu etzoyne loy hukshav lemashke. Here is a tohar. Tayra mensh. And roi comes out. Question is the rate that comes out they're going to be machshir zero like kabbalah? No, because the shleil ratzon. But that's our call. Harei kazav mipiv im hu mipiv hu gamashke v'gamashke tamei v'gamashke tamei hu gamashke v'gamashke v'gamashke tamei adam tamei. Here it's adam tohar. Here's an adam tamei, and he spits. Gozri chacham al hamashkim hayetzim min atmeim sheyachshu lemashke v'yu mashke tmeim. Here's machlokes. Lachachamim according to chacham haroi kazav. Here is a tful yom. Adam tar, adam tamei, and now we have a tful yom. Three different categories. Lacham haroi kazav mipiv ainu mashke. It's not mashke. Why? Because it's tful yom. Only he's like an adam tar. The roik. Now I understand. See, the roik, the MS roik is not really called mashke. Saliva is not mashke. It's a tekanas chazal. The only with machmir by an adam tameh, and by an adam tahar, everyone agrees that it's called mashke to be machshir. But when it comes to be metameh, the only time chazal will makbe to say that it's metameh is only by an adam tameh mamish. But an Adam that's not Tomei Mamash is only a Tful Yom Chazal and goes to him with Tomei. Got that? Lachachomim haroi kazam mipiv in a mashke l'rav meir koit ramei haroi kazam mipiv huchshav l'ma it is called a mashke Tful Yom ehelikot Tful Yom eilein mitamei chulun is not mitamei because Tful Yom is a sheni avul pais is a truma mashke yetzim mimenu shaloi lirut soinoi gam nigzor lachshivam l'mashke even though it's a takonis Chazal it's called mashke. Loy nigzar bohem tumo, sharei af mashkin shel chulin, shulegei bohen, harei elu tohirim. Because the rule is a tful yom. If a tful yom touches water, touches liquid, nothing happens. You are familiar that liquid is very, very delicate. It's susceptible to tumo. So this person whose tummy touches water, the water becomes tumo. When it comes to a tful yom, sharei af mashkin shel chulin, shulegei bohem, harei elu tohirim. Lachachomim, Allah, Gazu, Bohem, Klum, Garnish, Kut, Shinov, Lala, Al Kaidish, oh, Kaidish, and Naidin. Kaidish, that's not a topic of discussion. Shapoislam is Aramashka. Ule Rebbe Mayor, what's this noise coming? Ule Rebbe Mayor, according to our mayor, hear that noise? Well, according to our mayor, Gazu, Bohem, Shiachshu, Lamashka, it's called the Mashka, Afa Pishle, Gazu, Bohem, Tuma. It's still called the mashal according to Rabbi Meir. So that's the chiddush, the merit of chiddush in the Mishnah. Let's go see inside the Nachman Mishnah. Echa tov yecha tful yom ka elu. May I remember? No, elu v'elu tumeim b'k tful yom. No, they're both going to be told tful yom. Elu. Let's see if we'll explain. Elu v'elu tful yom. Bein sh'aychal peiris, whether it's wet, Elu ve'elu refers to whether it's wet peros, ubein shoichel peros, nigun dry peros. Imhu tulyoim, hare hagarin, the seed, imharoik sha'olav, shenafel al begodav, vialkiko shal truma, machshu es hakiko lekabel truma. Shemashkin shal tome,
yes.
Shemashkin shal tome, machshidim, leritzonim, vishal leritzonai, liquid, that was one of the first mishnais in the sech machshidim.
That's a big difference.
The Mishnah understands this with clarity. Okay, we spent already 3 days in this Mishnah. Tahar, a person who is tahar. So what's going to be the issue when a person is tahar? The issue with tahar is going to be machshir. Whenever you deal with machshir, shenagas bit min oichel. The nafal al begodav. Now some of the roik which is a gzita, chazal masak and gzera, it's machshir. Galkika shal truma tahar garnish because it's shaloi leritzayne. Hay oichal zaysim pitzulim that have been broken open. Utmarim rituvos they're wet. Kol shul roitzel lalamayt eskarino. So you want to go and you want to suck out the juice. The nafal al begodav. The roik, what fell on? Not the juice, but the roik. The roik fell on. Not the juice. The roik fell al begodav. Galkika shal truma. Tamei, because in this instance,
because he wants it,
and the liquid of a person, the liquid of machshir lekabel tuma, he's a tar person, but the mashke, the roik of a person, Chazal made a takana, has the status of mayim. When did they make this takana? By a person who is tahar with regard to the roik being machshir lekabel tuma, and they made a takana by a person who is tameh that it's metame. Let's say we're dealing with a person who is tameh means it's hukshir lekabel tuma. Tameh in this context hukshir lekabel tuma. But let's say ha'ya oichel zaysim neguvim or usimarim yeveshais. Let's say they're dry. Because then this shalei leritzayne. Let's say echad. Now this halach we have said applies to a person who is tar. Let's say a person was eating yiveshim. The person was eating zaysim yiveshim. Now being over here with the person who is same thing tar. The person is a tar and he's eating zaysim.
And then it happens. Dry. The water comes out.
So it's shalei leritzayne. Shalei leritzayne tar. But now this halacha is certainly true when it comes to tar v'echad. Now here is the chiddush of the Rabbanan. Echad tar v'echad tful yoyim ka'elu. A tful yom, the mashke of a tful yoyim is going to be mitam. It's going to be mitame. It has the same ka'elu.
Echad tful yoyim
ka'elu. That it's going to be tahar.
For what?
That it's not going to be machshir zirayim lekabel tuma. Even worse, it's not going to be mitame. The liquid is not called liquid. The liquid that
how
comes out.
How can we say that at the beginning that we eat? Right.
The beginning we spoke about Heksha. There we spoke that right, that's where you want it, because then there's Kavana, you want
right.
it.
So over
but
here,
let's say you do not want it. You do not want it.
So now, Echad for Torah Echad for Yom
Ka'elu. Now here's the Heksha. You have to remember what it says in the first Heksha Machshirin. Liquid of a Tame is Metame. Not only is it Machshir, it does two things in one shot. It's Machshir and Metame in one shot,
okay.
Even if you don't want.
But we just said which you said, only because you wanted it did it become tahar.
That's when you're tahar. If a person is tame.
That was by a tful yom also?
No. That's exactly the point we're making over here. This Mishnah starts off discussing a person who is tahar.
It's only talking about tahar.
And let's say you had a person who is tame, 100% tame, yeah. and his mashke comes out, the roi comes out of his mouth and it touches fruit. So what did we learn in the first Mishnah? Not only is it mashke, it's metame. The mashke of a person, that's tame, automatically contaminates food, even if it was shaloi leritzayne.
Right.
That's a chumrah.
Yeah.
When it comes to liquid that's tahar, it's not going to be metame. The only question, the only potential that the liquid that's tahar has, can it be machshir zerohim lekabel tuma? You have a liquid that is tahar, and you have food that has never come in contact with liquid. And the liquid makes contact with the food. Is the food hukshir lekabel tuma? If there was a ratzon, yes. If there was no ratzon, no. Let's say the liquid itself is tameh.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference what your kavan is. Not only is a machshir the zram lekabel tuma, it makes them tameh. Bevasachas.
All the ratzon.
All the ratzon. So now the dilemma is, we have a tful yom. A tful yom is not tamei, not tar. Nishtahi, nishtaher. He's somewhere in the middle. Okay. Liquid comes out of his mouth. Do we say that liquid so, and touches truma? Truma. So the Chavis said that's a leniency the Chazal applied to a tful yom, right, that we treat his liquid that comes out of his mouth like it's tar.
Right.
And the Chum say no. The Chum, the Meir says no. Meir says that we treat the liquid, the roik that comes out of a tful yoim, like a tame. And automatically it's going to be metame the truma, whether there is kavana, whether there is no kavana.
Yeah.
This whole mission is only applying the first part of the mission, only the first thing is tar, and the question is it machshir.
Right.
But if the liquid is tame, it's metame.
Right.
But by a tful yoim, that's machlekes, because tful yoim is not tame, it's not tar. So here it says over here, echa tar. The entire mission that we said applies echot to v'echot v'echot tful yom ke'elu. The liquid, the roik of a tful yom is not tame. It's not going to be tame. And if you want the liquid, that the most the liquid can do is to be machshir. You want to be machshir, you have to have kavana. Rabbi Meir says, no, I disagree with you. I hold that a tful yom is tame. A tful yom is tame. Eil v'el tameim b'tful yom. When it comes to a tful yom, eil means whether it's dry. Eil is going back on the different types of fruits. Whether it's dry fruit, whether it's wet fruit, whether, in other words, whether there's rotzen, whether there's no rotzen. Eil is the fancy way of saying whether you have kavana or you don't have kavana. Automatically, it's going to be metame the fruit. Eil, whether it's dry fruit, which means there is no kavana. The eil, whether it's wet fruit, which there is kavana, to suck out the juice, so there is kavana for the reik. It doesn't matter. Even when there's no kavana, tamein. By tful yom, tful yom, shemashkin shel tamei machshirin liritzonim v'shlo liritzonim. The mashkin of the tamei is not. Now, when it says here machshir, it doesn't just mean machshir. It doesn't just mean machshir. K'moyish shenin v'tilchul sech machshir v'tful yom harei nechshav k'tamei le'in kikar shel truma. It's not only machshir. I think really means over here to mean metame also. But Chacham say no, ain't tful yom yom tamei. No, they disagree. The tful yom is not metame. Tful yom's liquid is nothing garnished.
Who says it's nothing?
The Chachamim.
The
Chacham is going back. The Chacham is going back. What it is over here is the same Chacham as Echad Tov Yechad Tul Yom Ke'elu. This Chacham is the same thing as this Chacham.
Echad Tor Echad Tam. Yes. So how come it says it twice?
Twice. I'm sure the Gemara is the kind of the triple Gemara Kasha. What's the chiluk between the first Chacham and the second Chacham? I bet you on the bottom he says that. Okay. The yes over here. Should I feel?
Yeah.
Doesn't explain. Okay, but that's how he explains it over here. Tful yom in matame chulin avol poiskas the truma mashma yetsim mimenu shaloy liritzaynoi gam im nigza achshivam lemashke loy nigza b'hem tuma. Even though we consider the liquid of a tful yom to be called a mashka, we need kavana, but it's not tame. It's not like liquid that came out of a person who is tame. Chazal was very lenient with regard to a tful yom. They did not consider his liquid to be tame with regard to truma, but they do consider it to be liquid. Therefore, if you want it to have an effect and it can be machshir zera or lekabel tuma, it must be a kavana. There's no kavana, and it's not being machshir lekabel tuma. Shrei af mashkin shel chulin hushushun nogei b'chem harayim kutayim. Lachachamim loy gozrem klum garnish. Okay, according to Chachamim, when these are Av, we're going to give him. So Av Mashkin Shal Chulin, she no gebo hem harayin tarim lacham. Or Goshem Kulam. When it comes to Truma, we're going to be only true like Mashkin. We may have Goshem Shriach Shul Mashk. Av Al Pish, like Goshem Tumo. According to me, we go to this can call Mashk. Oh, we all can call Mashk. We all can Mashk. Av Pish, like Goshem Tumo. Oh, no, so I didn't say it correctly. He's saying over here.
Of course,
twice. No, it's still. I didn't say anything so attractive. Here it says we have here echad tar v'echad tful yom ke'elu. What does that mean? Whether you are a person is a tahar is according to the chachamim. The chachamim said whether the person is tar, whether the person is a tful yom ke'elu. What does it mean ke'elu? As the status is, the mashke that comes out of the tful yom is not mashke tamei. But it's called a mashka. It's called a mashka. You need kavana in order to be mekamek. You need a kavana. Look at the words over here in the Perush. The words of Perush, echad ke'elu, echad tar, v'echad tful yom, bein tar, bein tful yom, ke'elu, k'loimar, shenayim shavim bedin zeh. You have the same halacha. The liquid that comes out of the mouth of the tful yom is not tamei, but it's called a mashka. It's only called a mashke if you have kavana for it to be a mashke. When do you have kavana that it should be a mashke? If the peres are wet and you're sucking out the juice.
Yeah.
If the peres are dry, you're just consuming it. There's no sucking, so there's no need for your saliva. So then it's not. There's no kavana. It's tar.
Yeah.
Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir says elu the elu tmeim mitzvulya. Bein shayfa peres mitzvulim. The elu goes whether it's wet, which means there is kavana. Ubein shachal peres negruvim. It's dry. There is no kavana.
The
chum hold. It's not tummy.
Not tummy. Even if they're retuva.
Yes, that's right. Even if it's retuva, it's not tummy.
Even if it's wet.
No, even if it's dry. The ikur chum is dry. If everyone agrees that when it's wet, then you have kavana. If the peres are wet. So then, what is your kavana? Your kavana is to suck out the juice.
Fine. So what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line over here is machlokes. Rav Meir and the Chachamim is a tful yoyim, is the mashke of a tful yoyim, tame or not. That's
right.
The bottom line.
Okay,
according to Rav Meir, yes. Chacham, no.
Only if you have kavana.
No, kavana. That's it.
What's
that's
the bottom line?
That's the bottom line.
The line. The last words here. The Chachamim ain't tful yoyim.
Tame.
What does that mean?
The Chum going back and explaining.
Again?
They disagree. Yeah. Ein hu nikra tame. Is not called a tame. Read your Meir first. Your Meir says, Ein levil tame mitul yom. Why bein shechel peres mitulim, whether it's rot, it's wet, and there is kavana. Ubein, here's the main finish. Ubein shechel peres mitulim. You eat dry peres.
Yep.
There is no kavana.
You said it already.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. According to the Meir, the mash itself is tame. It's automatically called a liquid to be machshir. It's machshir. Shemashkin sholtame machshirin. The mashkin sholtame is machshirin. The ritzoinai, the shloy le ritzoin. The two we need in commercial shirin themselves is something machshirin. But there in the beginning of the mesechta, it's a bigger chiddush. Because the union of the sech, the mashka shal tamei is tamei. Here, the mashka shal tzuliyam is not tamei, but it's machshir no matter what. Since it's a nine nekuda. It's a whole nekuda. It's an amazing thing over here. We're coming out over here. All right, anyway, I'm holding the program. We're going to begin tomorrow. I have to go diving. Basically, it's saying an incredible finish. Here's the insight. You want to hear the insight? You want to hear this finish? This is an incredible finish. I bet you no one in the whole place over here knows this finish.
Yeah.
You want to hear the finish? What the mission over here says? In the first Mishnah Masechet Machshirin, it says that if you have a liquid that comes out of a person who is tamei,
right.
What does that liquid do? It contaminates the object which it comes in contact with.
Right.
Question, how can it do that? In order for a food to become tamei, it first has to have heksha. You first have to have a prerequisite. So what does it say in the first Mishnah Masechet Machshirin? That liquid of that's tamei, it does two things simultaneously.
Right.
Number one, it's machshir, and after it's machshir, it's metamei. Do you need kavana?
No.
No, even without kavana. Okay, so really, there are three yisoidas in liquid that's tame. Number one, you do not need kavana. You break all the rules of Masechta Machshirin.
Right.
Number two, it's machshir. Number three, it's metame. Three things are happening with Asachas.
Right.
This mission is teaching an awesome, awesome chiddush according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, mashke of a tful yoyim is not tame. It's not tame. Even with regard to truma, it's not tame, but it has the property of a mashke that's tame in regard to one prat. It's machshir whether there is kavana or without kavana. You don't need that kavana. It's not tame, but it's machshir even without kavana. Isn't that an amazing thing?
It's amazing.
And according to the shita, that's according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. The Chacham disagree, and they hold, not only is it not tame, it's also not machshir, unless you have kavana.
Two in the world.
Bein tohar, bein tfulyon. And there it says no. And there it says no. It's like tame in regard that it's machshir, I feel it without a kavana.
When do you want to get together with this
Later in the day. Keep on saying to me,